Hey, it's Sunday, August the 23rd, and this is Tim Pitchell back with the audio boo. I'm sorry that it's been a week. I went away on a wilderness canoe trip, and there was no cell phone coverage or anything like that. So before I could get a chance to even say I was going away, I was busy with the packing, forgot my audio boo, and by the time I remembered it, well, I was well out of cell phone range. So I'm sorry about that. But I am back to talk about procrastination today. And what I wanted to talk about today was conceptions of the self. We have, of course, our actual selves, but we also perceive and think about ourselves in terms of the ideal self, what we're trying to become, and the ought self, what other people expect us to become. E. Torrey Higgins has done a lot of work on this and considers the discrepancy between the actual and the ideal and the ought as part of our self guides, the things that motivate us into action. It won't surprise you to know that the emotions associated with the ideal and ought self are rather different too. If we have a discrepancy between the actual self and the either the ideal or ideal or the ought self, we feel differently. When our actual self does not align with our ideal self, we typically feel disappointed or sad or despondent. Because we're not living up to what we'd like to be. But when our actual self doesn't match our ought self, we typically feel agitated, we feel guilty, distressed, and anxious. Just that alone would be enough to think about today. When you're not living up to what you want, how are you feeling? Because if you're just feeling disappointed or sad or despondent, perhaps it's because you're not achieving your ideal self. But if you're feeling guilty and agitated or distressed or anxious, that might mean that you're trying to live up to an ought self or what you think other people want you to be. What's interesting about this is that some recent research has shown that, yes, procrastinators have greater discrepancies than non-procrastinators in how they perceive their self-concept characteristics, and they have larger self-discrepancies between the actual and the ought selves. So that ought self looms large for the procrastinator. And there's these interesting motivational properties there, of course, that it, in terms of the ideal self guides us to pay attention to cues for achievement, and it's the ideal self we're moving towards, whereas the ought self works more not in tor towards a promotion focus, which the ideal self would, but a prevention focus, which the ought self is trying to pay attention to what we should avoid. So when we achieve our goals and related to our ideal self, we feel pleasure. And when we achieve our goals related to our ought self, we feel relief. So even when we achieve our goals in these last minute efforts of the procrastination, it's not that we necessarily feel pleasure, but we feel a tremendous sense of relief. So some thoughts today about the ideal self, the ought self, the actual self, and the discrepancy between those in terms of our emotion and our feelings and their motivational properties in relation to procrastination. You can learn more at procrastination.ca, and I've done a longer blog on this. And I'll be posting a new I Procrastinate podcast tomorrow if you want to check that out at procrastination.ca as well. But I'm back and I'll continue my daily audio boo at least for the rest of the summer. Talk to you tomorrow.